So the first question we have is, can I see the agreement and will it be posted publicly?
The answer is yes. We're working very hard to post the funding agreement and the membership agreement for viewing shortly. The funding agreement will be a publicly posted document.
And many people have asked this question. Is the agreement independent of whichever political party is in power?
Yes. This agreement is with OLG. It is not with the government or any ministry. It is directly with Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation as a commercial agreement. And OLG is bound by that agreement and must act in accordance with its terms.
Another question is, how will we know how the funding is allocated?
Well, as we described, for the first 2 years of funding, it's allocated in accordance with the existing TPAs. With respect to the following years, it's allocated in accordance with the Ontario Racing Board annual business plan approvals. When funding commences in April of 2019, the additional $10 million will be allocated in accordance to the annual business plan, right from the beginning. The transition funding will be allocated in TPAs and will continue until 2021.
Next question is, what are you doing to protect grassroots tracks?
Grassroots tracks are very important to the industry. The entire amount of the funding and the increases to the funding through the transition funding of $3 million a year for 3 years and for $10 million in additional funding for the full term, 19 years of the term, are aimed at signature and grassroots tracks and are there to enhance their stability and their ability to perform. So I would say, in short, new money that is being provided by OLG to enhance their ability to carry on operations.
Okay, thank you, Lori. Another interesting question we received is having to do with the Ontario Racing Board structure, the new board structure. Why do the standardbred tracks get three directors and the thoroughbred only two?
It's Bill Ford. I mean, we obviously wrestled with the right makeup of the board at some length, but I think at the end of the day, there was a recognition that the issues facing the grassroots signature tracks were unique and that really they needed their own director to properly address those issues that relate specifically to those small grassroots standardbred tracks. And seeing as the thoroughbred tracks, we just have the Premier at Woodbine and the Signature at Fort Erie, it was felt that the two board seats there were appropriate.
Thank you. The next question we have here is, can all racetracks get a share of the revenue from off-track betting?
So revenue generated from the channels like off-track betting will now benefit all tracks that are members of the newly expanded Ontario Racing. However, as I mentioned earlier, currently the amount of purses that are paid out and the amount of revenue that comes from all channels leads to a purse shortfall that is currently backstopped by Woodbine Entertainment. We are hoping to grow the amount of handled across the whole entire province that in the future there can be proper sharing across all racetracks.
Okay, and again, I want to thank all the attendees for putting their questions forward. Another question we've received now is, when will Ontario Racing have its new board of directors in place?
So Ontario Racing will be created in the coming weeks. The membership agreements will be signed on May 1st. The board will be created by virtue of the membership agreements being signed immediately on May 1st, and that means the board is in existence. It will then call a meeting to approve the funding agreement for signing of the funding agreement within the following days of May 1st.
The next question we have is a two-part question. Part A, what are the grounds for termination of the funding agreement?
When the funding agreement is posted, you will see that there are very few grounds available for termination. It's been drafted as a standard form commercial contract. So it's a material breach by the parties in dereliction of their duty to collect the funding and distribute it as per the annual business plans. There's a duty for members to be running and conducting live horse racing. And there are no terminations for convenience or anything of that nature.
Thank you, Lori. The second part to that question is, how will the six-year extensions to the agreement be approved?
As I mentioned during the presentation, this is a very easy extension trigger. Simply, the races that are required to be run under the annual business plans have to be run.
And the next question we have here is, one person asked this one, what options are there to grow funding and purses?
Yeah, I would say that with respect to the funding, there is not going to be any ability to increase the amount of funding. However, if we are able to increase the amount of wagering that occurs within the province in the long term, or remotes going forward, that there could be an ability to grow purses that way.
Thank you.
And if I might add, I think that OLG is hoping that the increase in funding for capital improvements and increases in purses will help supplement these opportunities and drive increased wagering across the province.
Okay. Thank you, Lori and Bill. Another question we have here is, how are you making sure that Woodbine Entertainment Group doesn't control the Ontario Racing Board?
Well, no one racetrack or association controls the board. As you can see, there's a very broad range of representatives on that board, and each one gets a vote, and each vote is counted equally. So there is no control body over that board, and it makes all of the key decisions regarding allocation of funding.
Thank you. And I think we touched on this during the presentation, but this question is, who is selecting the independent chair of Ontario Racing, and when will they be selected?
So the independent chair will be selected by the board of Ontario Racing, the other 10 members of that board. And the hope is that they will be selected as soon as possible. As most of you know, this is all happening very quickly, and there was just the government announcement at the end of March. So there is a push on to identify appropriate candidates and get them in front of the board, and then they will be put in place as soon as possible.
Okay, and Bill, you might be ideal for answering this one too. What is the difference between Ontario Racing and Ontario Racing Management?
Yes, so Ontario Racing is the government, or is the self-governing entity that is being put in place to oversee the province's horse racing industry. It will be made up of the racetracks and key industry stakeholders. However, for administration's sake, they're not going to build a huge infrastructure. They're going to pass their business plans and set the strategy, and then they are going to ask, pursuant to a management agreement that will be put in place, Ontario Racing Management and its staff to implement the business plan and to assist in the directions that are coming from the board. Ontario Racing Management will be a subsidiary of Woodbine Entertainment, and it will be able to draw upon the resources of Woodbine as necessary for it to fulfill its mandate.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Maybe Lori can answer this question. The question is, what are you doing for quarter horse racing?
So When the Ontario government brought forward this funding model and committed OLG to the expenditure of this, the funds under this program, they had in mind support for the entire horse racing industry and participation by all industry members. And we would say that the funding for signature and grassroots racetracks, including quarter horse racetracks, is there to support for capital improvements, the three-year transition funding, the continuation on a long term of the annual payment, the bulk of the funding. This is all aimed at helping the entire industry, and that would include the quarter horse racing industry.
Okay, thank you very much.
There has been a follow-up question. What is the quarter horse representation on the board? And quarter horse would have one board seat on the board, and it would be with respect to the Quarter Horse Horse People's Association.
That's great, thank you. Just bear with us here, everyone. Cue up the next question. Okay, how much is the transition funding?
The transition funding is $3 million per year for the first 3 years from today, starting under the extension of funding under the TPA program and then moved into the funding agreement based on the same allocations. And the actual allocations will be coming in the coming weeks.
And Laurie, which racetracks will receive the additional $3 million in funding?
Currently, right now, they are preparing these TPA amendments and will be reaching out to each track, and it will be for signature and grassroots racetracks.
Okay, thank you. This question here for Laurie, what will be done for racetracks that are losing their slot machines?
The government has looked at directing OLG to take on this funding model and looked at the long-term funding, the guarantee of the long-term funding, with the limited termination and the significantly improved capability to renew, to make sure that it is as the government had anticipated to be long-term funding. And this increased in funding to help racetracks as well. The separation of the business of gaming and racetracks has always been in existence. And the hope is that these racetracks will be able to use this increased funding on this long-term basis and work together as an industry for self-sustainability and longevity.
Thank you. And maybe perhaps Bill Ford can answer this question we got from one attendee. How do you distinguish between signature and grassroots racetracks?
This is a traditional designation and likely will need to be looked at going forward. With respect to the current Standard Bred Alliance, it was quite easy to determine Hanover and Clinton were clearly grassroots tracks with ran a summer weekend program that was really meant to, you know, ensure that the grassroots participants had a place to run. Signature was tracks such as Western Fair or Flamborough or Grand River that run significantly more at significantly higher purses and are much larger operations. We will need to look at all of the new members coming in and to ensure that they are identified correctly and are in the right bucket.
Okay. A couple more questions here. What kind of reporting requirements will Ontario Racing have under the agreement?
Yeah, so Ontario Racing will be required to produce its three-year strategic plans and its annual business plans, annual audited financial statements, and the compliance attestation of both quarterly and semi-annually. And all board members will have full access to all of this information. In addition, it will be shared amongst the members. Additionally, Ontario Racing will publish details on how the long-term funding is spent. It will be very clear where every dollar of the long-term funding does go. Further, data on the 12 key performance indicators will also be published on a quarterly basis.
And Bill, I think perhaps maybe somewhat related to that is, how will Ontario Racing oversee the long-term funding agreement?
Well, the board will be obviously reviewing the results of the industry. They will be seeing how that should affect the coming year's annual business plan and set the business plan accordingly. Again, they will review the 12 key performance indicators as the industry continues on and make changes to the business plan as appropriate over time. I think, you know, exciting for the industry is that the long-term funding is solid and it will be there. We will need to adapt and changes to the industry as the industry changes going forward.
Okay. And Bill, this question here is, what is the job description of the chair of Ontario Racing?
It's probably a little bit early for me to say exactly what the job description is, because I think some of that will be set out by the board as they are put in place. But essentially, what we're looking for is somebody who has knowledge of the industry, yet is independent of any of the key stakeholders, so that they can truly play an independent role going forward. We would be looking for somebody who has some experience in dealing with government stakeholders, but we're also looking for somebody who can go out and get some consensus in the industry and get people excited about horse racing in Ontario.
Okay, thanks. That sounds great. And Bill, who will be responsible for industry marketing?
This would mostly fall on Ontario Racing, and that they would have discussions with the OLG as appropriate going forward. We would imagine that certain key industry marketing initiatives would be identified in the annual business plan, and plans would be then put in place to address those and make it work. You know, in addition, each of the tracks would be responsible for their own local marketing going forward. However, ORM would be there to assist and to provide some materials if it was deemed advisable.
Okay. Laurie, I think maybe you can help answer this question. Is, what is the Racetrack Sustainability and Innovation Fund, and how does the industry access it?
Yes, thank you. The government, under its announcement, did announce additional monies through this innovation fund. This is being managed and offered by OMACRA, and it is to support regional tracks by helping them innovate, diversify, and expand revenue sources to achieve long-term sustainability. Once in place, it will fund up to $2 million a year for 3 years. It will be an application-based program, and it will be available to regional tracks. And as I said, OMACRA will administer it and will be sending out further information as they get that program up and running.
Okay, we have time, I think, here for one last question. And for Laurie, is there a dispute resolution process within the agreement?
Yes, there is, and it is a standard commercial dispute resolution process where there will be escalation through discussion, senior level discussion, and still if there's a failure to come to a resolution, there would be arbitration available to Ontario Racing and OLG. But the agreement, may I say, is very simple. in nature, in that it's the provision of money for purses, capital investment, administration. And so it's unlikely that there would be any dispute between OLG and Ontario Racing.
Thank you. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you very much for attending today's webcast. As I mentioned earlier, a recording of this webcast will be posted on the OntarioRacing.com website, as well as we will be posting as many of the answers to some of the questions we received today as well on the website. And as well, if you want to reach out to Ontario Racing directly to speak to one of our staff, we'd be happy to answer more detailed questions. And so thank you very much, everyone, for attending, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.